Opioids can really warp our brain circuitry, and those changes can last a very, very long time. It's a scary idea that once you're addicted, you're just never really safe. And Tarina James has lived that. A quick heads up that this story deals with some difficult subjects that may not be appropriate for kids. It lasts about 10 minutes. Tarina is in her late 40s. She grew up in Yakima and now lives in Seattle. She shared how heroin has shaped big parts of her life story.
I didn't have the greatest growing up. My mom was basically a single mom. She married a couple times, but it didn't work out. And she did the best she could with what she had. Unfortunately, her and I didn't see eye to eye. And I got kicked out of my house when I was 12.
So you were 12 years old and homeless?
Right.
In the chaos of that time, she met a man. And by age 15, she was pregnant. The relationship didn't last, and soon she and her baby moved in with another guy, an older guy with kids of his own, and his own drug habit. So one day in May, that guy left his kids with Tarina and took off.
And left me with all three children. I was basically out there for almost 5 days with no car. So on the 19th of May, I was kind of fed up. And I woke up and I just had a gut feeling that something was wrong. So I had walked to the store several times trying to get a hold of my grandmother. And so I decided, well, you know, I'm going to go put the kids down for a nap and then I'll try again a little later this afternoon. And I did just that. I was in my kitchen doing my dishes and I went and checked on my boy and went back to my dishes. And I want to say about 5 minutes went by and the doorbell rang. I answered the door, and it was my best friend that lived across the street. And she's like, you want to go to the store? And I was like, well, dang, I just put the kids down for a nap not that long ago. I said, but yeah, I guess I can wake him up and we can go again. So I went into the room, wake my son up, and found him on his knees. He had basically been strangled with a necklace.
One of the other kids had tried to lift Tarina's son out of his playpen by pulling on the necklace, which Tarina says she didn't even realize was in there. And by the time she found him, it was too late.
I had just turned 16, and I'd never seen death. I didn't know what death was. So by the time we finally get to the hospital, they put him on life support. On his birthday, May 23rd, 1986, they came in and told me my son was brain dead and that he would never wake up. There was nothing I could do. So I went ahead and agreed to take him off life support. And again, not understanding death, I held him till his heart stopped. I laid him down because I knew at that point I could just tell he wasn't with me anymore. And I ran. And I mean, I ran. I ran all the way to Moxie. And that night, the man that I'm talking about came home. And he had his drugs. I didn't want to feel. And he said he had something that would take it all away. And of course, it took it away. But it also started a really unfortunate life for myself.
So was that really the origin of your addiction struggles?
Yeah, I started shooting heroin and cocaine from that night. And when you're doing heroin, when you're shooting heroin, it's like you're floating on a cloud. That's the only way I can explain it. If anybody can imagine in their mind what that feels like. You don't have a care in the world other than, you know, getting some more of it. But so all your worries, all your fears, all your trauma, it all just kind of goes away for a minute until you know, come down off of it and then you start all over again.
Before long, Tarina was pregnant again. And before her daughter was born, she made a determined effort to get clean. And that worked until her 21st birthday rolled around.
My girlfriend decided to show up with an 8-ball of heroin and set it on my table and tell me happy birthday. And I fought, and I fought, and I fought and tried not to. And then I, you know, did the dumb thing and said, oh, I'll just do it once and it'll be okay. Worst mistake I could have ever made. And then she was taken from me. And then I started fighting and trying to get my, I mean, I ran for a few months, but then I decided, no, I'm going to get my life together, you know, and get my daughter back. So 1991 is when I went into treatment, and I never used again for 17 years.
17 years. Long enough to raise a daughter, get married, start a business. She was living a normal middle-class life, though she knew there was a cloud hanging over her head.
I made a big mistake, and rather than getting counseling for my past, I buried myself in my work, my daughter, and my husband. Well, that's great, except for I still didn't deal with that underlying problem. It was still there.
Yeah. So you're into your 30s. Your daughter is almost fledged, by then, right?
Yeah. And yeah. Life took another twist.
Tarina was having a hard time having more children. She had several ectopic pregnancies where the embryos kept getting stuck in her fallopian tubes. It can be really painful.
I can't even count on my hands how many surgeries to repair my tubes, to clean my tubes, to this my tubes, to that my tubes.
So during the course of your treatment, they were giving you opioid painkillers?
Oh, yes. Fentanyl patches, oxycodone, Oxycontin. Now, mind you, I was an addict. But I knew nothing of pain medication and what it could do to you.
So that didn't occur that was a red flag?
No, because the doctor was prescribing it. It was something I needed to take. Now I had a problem. Now I found out I was addicted. And I didn't know what to do. I started buying it on the street.
Pain meds?
Yeah. And one day, I couldn't get anything. And I met the wrong person. On the right day, the right person on the wrong day, however you want to say it. And he said, I can't get you any pain medication, but I can get you some heroin. And so there we go. I was instantly back on the heroin.
Instantly?
Instantly. One shot. And I was instantly back. Like I'd never stopped. 17 years later. I ended up losing my home. I ended up losing everything all over again.
After 17 years clean, Tarina was back at rock bottom. 3 years later, she found herself in handcuffs being admitted to the recovery centers of King County.
I actually made a collage, you might call it, in there. And that collage told one ugly story. But an ugly story that I was allowed to finally let out. But even then, I still hadn't done enough. And 4 years later, I made a really stupid decision for a very stupid reason. And so there I go again looking for the opioid. This time it was a lot easier to find and a lot, you know, quicker situation. And unfortunately, it sent me on a really ugly road because this time I became homeless in Seattle.
This time, Tarina says she was shunned by her family. And then something just clicked.
This time I decided to try methadone, which I never really believed in methadone before because I thought I was swapping one drug for another. About 3 weeks later, the 16th of October, I just decided that day when I woke up, I didn't need to use anymore. It was that quick for me. I was very fortunate, and I was on a pretty low amount of it. So the methadone actually worked, you know, and I didn't feel sick anymore, and I didn't have to go through that process. So it was amazing for me.
So how are you feeling in terms of your addiction now? How I don't know, where are you at with that, and how do you feel about the possibility of relapsing again sometime in the future?
Well, as I tell everyone, I'm 5 seconds away from a relapse. If I was to tell myself anything else, I'd be lying to myself. Now, with that said, do I have any intention or thoughts that I'll ever use again? No. I'm very thankful. And I don't forget where I came from.
Tarina James is an activist and a student in Seattle. She's studying to become a chemical dependency counselor.